Yud Dalet Elul, Tuesday the 20th of August, Rabbi Reuven Ross. When did the Chiyuv for Bikurim commence?
Good morning to you all. I would like to just introduce this topic, this shiur, by dedicating it to the Nishmas of my Shver, Chaim Kadosh Ben Yehuda Leib Weiner, who was Nifta on Gimel Elul. Should be a Melech Yosef for all of us. The truth is, it's not much of a title, because if you look in the Psukim, the Torah tells us quite clearly when the Chiyuv of Bikurim began. The beginning of the parasha, V'hoyoki sovei el ha'aretz, asher Hashem elokecha nisen lecha nachalo, v'yirishto v'yishavto bo. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, v'yirishto, you take possession of it, v'yishavto bo, and you dwell in it. Then the Torah tells us there's a Chiyuv of Bikurim, v'lokach t'mishit k'pri adoma, etc., etc. Rashi tells us, quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Magid, this pasuk teaches us, Shaloi nischayvu bebikurim ad shekofshu es ha'aretz v'chilkuha, that Klal Yisrael were not chayv in Bikurim until they had gone through the 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk, until they conquered Eretz Yisrael, and they had divided it up amongst each shevet. So it's quite clear, the Torah is quite clear when the Chiyuv Bikurim began. There was no Chiyuv Bikurim until Klal Yisrael had gone through the 14 years, and they had at least arrived in Shiloh and spent the 369 years at Mishkan Shiloh. What I would like to deal with this morning, however, is a comment which you can see afterwards yourselves in the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra writes a very unclear comment, and if we read it out, I'm going to read it out to you in a second, we want to try and analyze what he's saying. The Ibn Ezra writes, now the end of Parshas Ki Tsetse, the Torah tells us right at the end about the chiyuv of eradicating Zera Amalek. The Torah says, V'hoyo b'honiach Hashem l'kecho l'cho mikol oivecho misoviv, b'horet asher Hashem l'kecho m'noisim l'cho nachol l'arishto, timche ezecha Amalek v'tachas Hashemayim lo'itishchach. Excuse me. So there's a chiyuv of eradicating Zeicha Amalek when Klal Yisrael have peace and tranquility in Eretz Yisrael. The next posuk is our posuk, V'hoyo ki sove la oretz. And the Ibn Ezra writes as follows, Ba'avu shekosuv, because it writes at the end of Kisei Tzei V'bohoniach Hashem, Omer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Ki yesh mitzvahs hein koidim boniach Hashem. There are mitzvahs which apply prior to B'honiach Hashem, before that stage. Rak Kasher Tovoi. Only at the stage of Kasher Tovoi. Vehem, and the mitzvahs are as follows. And the Ibn Ezra runs through, one, if one has had a chance already to go through the Parsha Ki Tovoi, there are about four or five mitzvahs mentioned in the Parsha. These mitzvahs which apply, Rak Kasher Tovoi, are Bikurim, which is the beginning of the Parsha, Maisa, which is in Sheni, little later on in the parasha, I think it's Revi, the Torah talks about writing the Torah on these stones and setting up a mizbeach. V'habrocha v'haklola al shnei ha'horim, and the brocha and the klola on the two mountains, ha'grizim and ha'evol. So the Ibn Ezra is writing, seems to be saying, that the Chiyuv Bikurim began prior to Kivush V'chiluk, which seems to run against what the Torah itself has said, what the Gemara in Kiddushin has told us, which Rashi has quoted. And I saw, actually, that in the Tur Ha'orach al HaTorah, he quotes the Ibn Ezra, and he writes, Ve'ein ze kedas rabbeinu. This is not like the das of Chazal. Now, at this juncture, I'd like to say something which I tremble before I say it. The Rambam urged his son, Ravon ben Arambam, to learn the Ibn Ezra. He writes, the Rambam writes a letter, Shalo yulmoid shum perish rak perish harav Ravon ben Ezra. The person should only learn, he's telling his son, the perish of the Ibn Ezra. Ki hu b'seichel ha-yosho b'seichel zach, v'hu tor v'noki u'dvorim ne'imim ein roi shavim kol odom. He writes tremendous shvachas about the perish of the Eben Ezra and the Torah, and he urges his son to learn it. Im kol zeh, later on, the Marshal writes very, very, basically lambasts the perish of the Eben Ezra. I don't think in a public forum, perhaps I'm a bit, I'm going to say what he writes. Those of you who are curious can look up the Marashal in Yamshu Shlema in his Hagdoma 2, Maseches Bava Kamma. But he writes there that Eben Ezra has written things which are keneged Chazal. Le'idich Gisa, the Chidor writes in Shem Hagdoilim, he writes as follows, Shaharav Binyamin Espinoza also made a parish on the Eben Ezra Tanakh. And in his introduction, he brings down B'Shem Harav Rafo Ashkenazi V'Rabboni Italia, the Italian rabbis, Shenizbore Lehem, it was clear to them, Shetalmidov Shelha Eben Ezra, Sholchu Yad V'Perusha, they added things into the parish of the Eben Ezra, Midaitom from their own selves, Dvorim Asher Lo Yikein, things which they should not have done. V'chol Loshen Shiyemotze B'chumesh U'Navim Shukmeneged Divra B'Seinu, anything which we'll find in the Pesh of the Eben Ezra, which is against Chazal, Einenu Meret Rom Eben Ezra Atzmoy, they're not from himself. Rak Talmidov Pelidiyose Acher Moisei Shochiyad, after the Eben Ezra had already deceased, his Talmidim added it in, V'Rom Eben Ezra V'Kisoy Noki. So, with all this, what I would like to try and do, if it's possible, is to try and find a mahalach to miyashev the parish of the Eben Ezra's on this pasuk with Rashi and what Chazal have written in Seches Kiddushin. Now, the first thing is, I was thinking, perhaps we could try and find a makor for the Eben Ezra. If we look at the Sifri, at the beginning of the parasha, it's in brackets, it's in round brackets, and it's an old nusach of the Sifri. The Sifri writes as follows, V'hoyo kisov el ha'aretz. The Sifri writes, Ein v'hoyo el miyad kisov el ha'aretz. The Sifri writes, Ein v'hoyo el miyad, that since it writes v'hoyo kisov el ha'aretz, the v'hoyo implies immediately, which seems to suggest that the Chiv of Bikurim began even prior to Kivush V'Chiluk. And according to this, it would be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Sifri. By the way, it's not only in the Sifri, it's also in other Midrashim as well, the Yakut Shemoni, you'll see the same thing there as well. The Sifri continues, Asei mitzvah ha'amura be'inyan, do the mitzvah, this mitzvah which is mentioned over here, She'bischoro tichones la'oretz. Because in its schar, in the schar doing this mitzvah, tikones la'oretz, you'll be zoiche to come into Eretz Yisrael. Which would mean, perhaps, like the Rashi in Parsha Shmois, that if Klal Yisrael would keep the Torah, that would be the schus of them leaving Mitzrayim, retrospectively. So if Klal Yisrael keep the mitzvah Bikurim, in that schus they'll be zoiche to enter Eretz Yisrael, retrospectively. Seemingly, we've got a makor for the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra is not making it up. The Eben Ezra is telling us that Ein v'hoya el miyad, that there's a chiyuv to start giving bikurim immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Now, the truth is, I looked around in some of the Meforshim on the Sifri and on the Yalkut Shemoni, I found about 8 or 9 different mahalchim how to understand the Sifri. First of all, some take it out. It's in round brackets. And some say, because of the kasha that we mentioned beforehand, that it seems to be connected to the Gemara in Kiddushin, some say, perhaps you should take it out of the Girusa. And it's in round brackets anyway. That's Aleph. Beis. Apart from, I think, only one, Achram, who learns it Kipshutai, all the others I saw say it doesn't mean what you think it means. I'll just give you a few examples. If you look at the Yalkut Shemoni, printed by Yaakov Shemoni is a Zeis Ra'anon. The Zeis Ra'anon brings 2 pshatim to understand the Sifri. The fact you've already got various mahalchim indicates already that it's a Shver Sifri, and it needs explanation. The Zeis Ra'anon gives 2 pshatim. First pshat is Perush Shemiyad Yovoyu La'oretz. Immediately they will come to the land, come to Eretz Yisrael. Perush Shemiyad Yovoyu La'oretz. Ubiya Acher. Second explanation. Miyad La'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Immediately after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. So according to the second pshat of the Sifri, it's exactly the same as the Bavli. Perush Miyad la'achir Yerusha v'Yeshiva. The Sifri is saying v'hoya el miyad is telling you after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. It's exactly the same as the pshat of the Bavli. So zichah no makor for the Eben Ezra. And this first pshat perush miyad yavoy la'aretz. It means that it's telling us that Klal Yisrael will be zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael in the schus of the mitzvah bikurim after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. There'll be zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael miyad. But it's not saying that you should take the chiyuv bikurim prior to Rosh Yeshiva. So according to the two pshatim that says Ra'anon, there's still no makor for the Eben Ezra. I'll just tell you one more. There's many others, but I'll just tell you one more. If you look in the Malbim brings two pshatim. I'll just tell you his first pshat. The Malbim says that bikurim is different to the other mitzvahs, which to do with peiros, to do with produce, which one could encounter upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Says the Malbim, unlike Orla, what Yitzchaloy Nischayv Ubenatua Kavah, that you're not chayv on that which has already been planted already. You've got to plant it and wait 3 years. V'loy kechala, and unlike chala, Shaloy Nischayv Urak Me'isa Shaloshu, that only chayv from dough which has been kneaded. Al Bikurim Nischayv Mikosh Nisbake B'yodom. Bikurim Yuchayv from anything which became ripe once you took possession of it, even those things, those produce which you already found, planted, sown and planted already. But certainly, says the Malbim, you're only chayef after Yerush of Yeshiva. So again, you see that miyad doesn't mean before Yerush of Yeshiva, it means after Yerush of Yeshiva. But it means that you're chayef straight away, even things which you have found already planted. So the search continues. Another kasha, why this Sifri seemingly is also difficult to reconcile with the Ebenezer's pshat, is a little later, the Sifri says, on the Posuk and Posuk base, the Posuk base says that you should bring the Rishis, Velakachtam Rishis called Priya Adoma, and it says, put it in a basket, you should take it to the place where Hashem will choose. Says the Sifri, Zeh Shiloi u'beis elomim. This is Shiloi, which is after 14 years of Kibbush v'Chiluk. There were 369 years in Shiloi. This is Shiloi and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So quite clear the Sifri is seemingly learning, that there was no Chiyuv prior to Kibbush v'Chiluk. I want to make a suggestion, which I'm not going to present to you as emes. It's a suggestion, it's an idea which I had. And perhaps this way we can, I'll try and perhaps prove it as well, to try and understand this Eben Ezra. The Yehuda Rosen is the famous author of the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam, wrote another sefer, a monumental sefer called Proshas Drachim. Goes to very many in Yonim. And in Drush Shmini, he brings the following, Kasha. In Parshas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu was given a gezeirah that he may not enter Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says, "Lo yisoviyu es hakol hazeh el haaretz asher nosati lohem." You, Moshe Rabbeinu, will not be allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. So he asked the kasha, if Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael, how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to oversee the conquering of Eretz Yichon V'Oig on the Eva Hayardim? Eretz Yichon Va'oik was part of the Zion Amomim, the seven nations. And we know that Rashi brings down at the beginning of Pashas Vayeschanon, Vayeschan El Hashem Ba'isa Hi Leimor. What's Ba'isa Hi Leimor? La'acha shekovashti Eretz Yichon Va'oik. After we conquered the lands of Sichon Va'oig, Dimisi, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, Shema Huta Haneda, perhaps the vow has been released. Because Neda Shehuta Miksosoi, Huta Kuloi. So he thought to himself, perhaps I'm allowed to go in. V'hadova boru, says the Mishnah Lamelech, v'hadova boru, the kavonos Moshe Rabbeinu hoyosah, the fisha hoyosavu, she'eretz sichem v'oig, heim bichlal eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu must have thought, the fact he davened to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he must have thought that the eretz sichem v'oig was part of eretz Yisrael. And therefore he had a taina, neidesh hutu miksosoi, hutu kuloi. Then the Mishnah Lamelech asked a kasha, which he does not answer. He says, "Lufia emes geishli t'moya, ma nishtana eretz sichon va'oig tvei misha eretz Yisrael." Why was that different to the rest of eretz Yisrael? Now the Mishnah Melech brings b'shem na mahari aderebi. Because of this kasha, why was eretz sichon va'oig different to the rest of eretz Yisrael? Why taka was he allowed in? So the mahari aderebi says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu thought that eretz sichon va'oig was bichlal eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that. Aval kushta de milsa, but in reality, she'eino mi eretz Yisrael, eino bichal eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken, says the Maharia de Rebbe. In reality, the eretz sichem va'oig, the eva hayade, was not part of eretz Yisrael. Mimela, that's answer the Proshas Drochim's kasha. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to oversee the conquering, the conquest of eretz sichem va'oig. However, says the Mishnah Lamelech, V'anid t'mi'a olof, but I'm very surprised about this. The milsa de pshitahi, it is a matter which is obvious. Sheheim bichal eretz Yisrael, that the eretz sichon va'oik, the eva hayardim, is part of eretz Yisrael. And he brings three rayas. Raya number one is, I'm going to tell you, all these rayas, the Acharonim discussed them, they're not 100% conclusive rayas. There's a big discussion about are these rayas not rayas. I'll just tell you what the three rayas are. We've got limited time. I'll just go quickly what the three rayas are. First raya is the Mishnah Bikurim. In this week's parasha, we are told that you have to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And it says then, the Pasuk, you've got to bring it to Eretz Zovas Chavayitem Lones HaOretz HaZois Pasuk Tes Eretz Zovas Cholav Devosh. So the Mishnah says in Bikurim, the first Perek, of Yosi Aglidi says that in the Eva HaYardin you are exempt from giving Bikurim. The reason why you are exempt is that it's not, Eva HaYardin was not considered Eretz Zovas Cholav Devosh. Concerning Trumas and Maisras, there's a Chiyuv in HaTorah on the Eva HaYardin. But because one of the criteria for Bikurim is it's got to be Eretz Zovas Cholav Devosh, and Eva HaYardin does not fit into that category, Mimela, they're your potter. But Eretz Yisrael is. That's the first right. It's just not Eretz Zovas Cholav Devosh, but Eretz Yisrael is. Horaya, Trumas and Maisras, Yechayv in HaTorah, and he proposed a ram to support that. That's raya number one. A second raya he brings, the Ramban and Parshas Matos. So there it talks about the parasha of Hagolas Kalim. And there, it brings it concerning the Muchemes Midian. And the Ramban asked the Kasha, why is it not mentioned earlier when they conquered Sichon Va'oig? So the Ramban says, because Sichon Va'oig are part of the Zion Amomim, of seven nations. And concerning the Zion Amomim, it says, V'chalta eshlal oivecho. And we know Gemara says in Chulin that during that time, during the conquest of those 14 years, it's based on the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, that they were even allowed, if they had to, even allowed to eat treif. Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. And we mela, therefore, concerning Sichon Va'oik, you see, says the Mishnah Melech from the Ramban, that it had a din of Eretz Yisrael. And the third raya is Rashi, quoting a Sifri, in Parashat Shoiftim. In Parashat Shoiftim, it says that the Kohanim, the Nachala Loye Loy Bekerev Echov, that they will not have an inheritance Bekerev Echov. The Kohanim will not have inheritance of land Bekerev Echov. And Rashi quotes there a Sifri that says that the Nachla lo yeloi elu nachlas chamisha. This is referring to the Nachla of the five lands. What are the five lands? So it says that Rashi says, quotes there the Sifri, b'shem Rabbeinu Kloinimus, that Shemoshe of Yeshua loy cholku nachla ella chamisha shvatim bilvad. They gave over Nachalot to five nations, to five tribes only. Moshe gave to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishev, Menashe. Yeshua gave over to Yehuda, Ephraim, and the other half of Shevet Menashe. The other seven took their inheritance later on. The Kohanim couldn't have a portion in Nachlas Chamisha, which is Mashma, that even at that time, it was already Kodesh. Those are the three rayas that the Mishnah Melech brings, that the Eva Hayadin had a Din Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, even at that moment. Now the Chidor, there's two Chidor actually. One Chidor is in Bikur Yosef, he's got pages on this. I haven't had a chance to go through the whole thing. But he discusses these Rayas, and brings other things as well. But there's also another Chidor in Sefer Rosh Dovid, where he's Madcheh these Rayas. And he says that perhaps only later on, after they conquered Eretz Yisrael proper, the Mafreya did have a din of Kedusha Zaharetz, but not Bishas Maisa. And concerning the Ramban's raya about the Zayin Amamim, doesn't mean the land was holy, the people, concerning the people's concern, but not the actual land itself. We haven't got to, we've got limited time left, so we can't go through how they are Madcheh each raya, but if you're interested, I can show you the sources afterwards. The emes is, this idea could also be a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Ches, says, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, the Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshas Vayisa Bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Emoy Lehem LaAvrom Yitzchak LeYaakov, go and tell Avram Yitzchak LeYaakov, Shvur Shenishbati Lochem, the Shvur that I have sworn to you, Kvar Kiyamtiha Livneichem. I have already fulfilled it to your sons. And the Mashal writes there, even though Eretz Yisrael had not yet been conquered, nevertheless, since Eretz Sichon Va'oig is Mechlal Eretz Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu had shown to Moshe Rabbeinu the whole land, it's Ke'ilu, the whole of Eretz Yisrael, has already been conquered. Now the emphasis of the Marashah and the Gemara there is on the whole of Eretz Yisrael, but you see from there quite clearly that A, the Eva Hayadin had already been conquered, and two, you see that it's a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. Now you may be thinking, you can see which way I'm going already, but you may be thinking, so where practically were you supposed to bring the Bikurim? Because the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, Bereishis Bikuriyat Masacha Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. And in our parasha it says, V'halachta Ela Mokam Eshi Yivcha Hashem. So how could you do it on the Eva Yardin? The Teretz is that if you look in the Divrei David of the Taz wrote a parish in Rashi called Divrei David, and the Sisser Chum quotes it as well. He asked the Kasha, why does it say, Rashi say, Magid, this Pasuk, Magid, this teaches us that they weren't chayv in Bikurim prior to Kibush v'chiluk. They were only chayv after Kibush v'chiluk. What's the Magid? It's before in the Pasuk. So the Taz says, you may have thought that you could have brought it to a bomber. You may have thought that they could have brought it onto a private platform of some type. A bomber. And Rashi's telling us, Magid, that they weren't chayev prior on a bomber, they're only chayev, that's what the pasuk's saying, the chiddush of the pasuk, they're only chayev afterwards. That's the Fidas Rashi. But it could be that the way what we're saying at the moment, there would be perhaps a chayev of Bikurim on the Eva HaYardin. Now I want to say one more thing, which I think perhaps will help us use this idea for the Eben Ezra. A little later on in the parasha, the Eben Ezra in Revi. Pasuk says, "Vaytzav Moshe v'ziknei Yisrael sa'om leimor, shom es hakol ha-mitzvah she'anuchi mitzvah ve'escha hayoim." This is Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Beis. V'hoyon shabi b'yom she'tavrim es ha-yardein. On the day that you cross the Yarden, El ha'aretz asher Hashem lekechom leisin loch, v'kimoyse lecha avonim gedoyot, you should set up big stones, v'satay son basid, you should put plaster on them, and it says that you should write on them, it's called Divrei HaTorah Zoyspa of Recha, you should write the whole Torah on top of it. Man Shetove, El ha'aretz, and so on and so forth. And then it talks about the setting up of the Mizbechois, then talks about after that, about Ha'grizim Ha'evil. Says the Eben Ezra, the Zois HaMitzvah HaRishoina, this was the first mitzvah, Leviosam, to them coming to Eretz Yisrael, Livnois Lehem Mizbeach Chodosh, to build a new Mizbeach, Lohoidas Lashem, to thank Hashem, Sheheichlu Liosam Ba'aretz, they began now living in Eretz Yisrael. The Eben Ezra writes over here, and the pasuk emphasizes v'hoyo b'yom esher tavrum es hayarden. On the day they crossed the Yarden, they had the first mitzvah to do in Eretz Yisrael, which was the binyan of the binyan hamizbeach. So it could be, going back to our original Eben Ezra, that when the Eben Ezra spells out there are four or five mitzvahs in this parasha. Eben Ezra says there were mitzvahs before Koydim Boniach Hashem. Rak Kasher Tovoy, only Kasher Tovoy. And they are Bikurim and Maisa, which is the beginning of the parasha. Ksivas HaTorah Alavonim of Moisa Mizbeach. And then Brocha V'Aklola Al Shnei HaHorim. So it could be that what Eben Ezra is saying as follows. Avada the Eben Ezra agrees to the Bavli. 100%. The Chiyuv for Klal Yisrael only began after Kibush V'Chiluk, after the 14 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael and dividing it up. That's 100% clear. But the Eben Ezra is a Pashtun. And the Eben Ezra is explaining the Seder HaPsukim in the Parsha. And the Torah tells us, V'hoyo shall be on B'yem HaShetavim Mitzah Yardein. The first mitzvah was B'yem HaMizbeach. But over here it also says, V'hoyo Kisobo. Mimela, therefore, the Eben Ezra is telling us that there was a chiyuv already earlier for certain shvatim, which took place already when they were still on the other side of the Yarden, on the Eva Yarden, Bikurim and Maisa. I quoted earlier to you the Mishnah Melech, who quoted the Sifri in Parshas Shoftim, that showed us the Sifri's of the opinion that either Hayardin had a din of Eretz Yisrael, even at that moment. The fact that Kohanim didn't have a chelik in it. Perhaps we can go back to our original Sifri and perhaps suggest a Pyatinit. V'hoyo kisove la'aretz ein v'hoyo elo miyad. If it's true that the Sifri's of the opinion that it has a din of, Eva Yarden has a din of Kedushas Ha'aretz, even though the Sifri says that the Ikar Chiyuv takes place only in Shiloh and Beis Olamim, but in brackets there's also a possibility to Makayim it already on the other side of the Jordan River, on the Eva HaYardim, in Eretz Yichon V'Oig, because the Sifri is also of the opinion, the Mishnah Melech quoted this Sifri, that it had a din of Kedushas Ha'aretz, and therefore Mimele could have been already a Chiyuv at that point. I'd like to conclude by saying that I was browsing some time back the sefer which came out from Moreinu Harav, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. They bring out these svarim with things they've asked him, and in the sefer Derech Sicha, I was just flipping through there and I saw that they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky the following question. Why did Rashi say, Magid, that you only chayev in Bikurim after Kivush V'Chiluk? Why does Rashi need to tell us this? Surely, beforehand, nobody had any land, so you couldn't do it anyway. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote as follows. or he answered as follows. Hoya Eva Haryardin. There was the Eva Haryardin. Ve'yesh machloikis im chayevis bibikurim. It's the same idea, perhaps, as what I've been suggesting this morning, and perhaps we could use this to explain the Ebenezer.